There have been some changes since some of the war horses started. Let me walk you through a couple of them. First of all, obviously, the attorney-client privilege is the one that's going to come up most often in these bankruptcy matters, and it comes up in a variety of ways. And like other privileges, there are a number of ways to mess this up and lose the privilege. And let me walk you through just a couple of those as Buzz plugs us back in. Ha! It's actually wireless. Okay. First of all, we got to distinguish between legal communications and just business communications. In FiberMark, there's a dispute about how they're going to govern the company after it comes through bankruptcy. And there is a fuss among the various creditors, and everything has rocked along. They're just about to take it out of bankruptcy when everything hits the fan and they can't get along. And so the judge winds, and their charges, by the way, that each side is violating the fiduciary duties owed. And so the judge winds up appointing an examiner to sort this whole mess out and make a report as to who's doing what and who's actually violating the fiduciary obligations of the board and that sort of thing. Well, at the end of everything, not surprisingly, one side is vindicated and the other side is not vindicated. The side that's vindicated is pretty sure that report ought to now be made public, and so they're moving to have the entire report declared public. And those who were in the less than vindicated camp are pretty sure that it's all attorney-client privilege. And they had had lawyers involved throughout, and one of the issues is whether or not trying to align various factions in the board to go one way or another way counts as legal advice. And clearly one side says yes and one side says no. The court's very clear that if that's all it is, if it's just plain old business advice, then it's not privileged.